Senate Bill 150, an act to revise certain conditions regarding the authorization of bingo or lotteries for restricted purposes and to increase the size of prize certain lotteries may award.
Senate Bill 150 has had its second reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Cleven.
Thank you, Madam President, and members of the Senate. This bill has been brought before you by the organizations that have been conducting, in this case, lotteries, and these are chartered veterans organizations, religious, charitable, educational, fraternal organizations, local civic service clubs, political party, a volunteer fire department, and these are conducted through the laws of the state of South Dakota. In order to conduct a lottery, the permission of the governing body has to be obtained. There is a problem with when this permission has been obtained, and we are attempting to address the problem in this bill. We would ask on page 2 that the organizations that are authorized under this subsection to conduct the, we'll say the lottery in this case is the bingo game or lottery, before selling any chances, that 30 days written notice of the time and place it be given to the governing body of the county or municipality in which it intends to conduct these affairs. The governing body, if they do not object, and they can object at any time, they do not have to conduct the raffles, lotteries, shall then, of course, give them permission to do this. The reason we're asking for the 30 days written notice is prior to this time, the law was unclear about whether the notice should be given before selling tickets or before they actually did the drawing. So we're asking that they give 30 days notice. This is important because in many cases, such as the event that goes on in Sturgis, attracts many, many thousands of people, and it's a literal grounds where organizations like to come in and conduct raffles. Yes. The governing body needs to have time in order to investigate the organizations, the charitable or fraternal organizations that attempt to hold these drawings, so that this would give them time to do this. We also are asking that prize be increased from $18,000 to $30,000. This figure was one that we just came up with in with revenue, thinking that this would give them an opportunity to have drawings for some of the better priced motorcycles, perhaps a car or a small pickup, as case may be. Those seem to be popular drawing items. I think that this pretty well describes the intent of the bill. As I say, there are only two small changes. Everything else is already in law and has been for a considerable time. I would be glad to answer questions if you have any.
Further remarks? Further remarks?
Thank you.
Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 150. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Apa?
Aye.
Bogue?
Aye.
Broz?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuick?
Aye.
Dennert?
Aye.
Dietrich Larry?
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake?
Aye.
Duxbury?
Aye.
Everest?
Aye.
Greenfield? Hagen, Hangey, Ham, Huttmacher, Cleven, Ketzel,
aye.
Koskin,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McCracken,
aye.
McIntyre,
aye.
Moore,
no.
Munson,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Putnam,
aye.
Reedy,
aye.
Staggers,
aye.
Sutton,
aye.
Simmons,
aye.
Vitter,
aye.
Valesky,
aye.
Whiting. Madam President, ayes 33, nays 1, excused 1.
Senate Bill 150 has received a majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed. At this time, we would like the Senate to welcome the South Dakota Federation. They're here representing all six state institutions of higher learning for Shed Days 2001. Would you all stand, please? All right. We're glad you're here in Pierre today. Second reading of Senate bills.